many years ago lived Captain Wayne, the pirate, whose fame is seldom known. They say he was the scourge of six of the seven seas.
Hey, ahoy there, mateys. It's time for episode number 10 of the Mad Music Podcast, a half-hour podcast of mad music and silly stuff. Brought to you by MadMusic.com. I be your host, Captain Wayne.
I hear there are pirates in these waters.
Yeah, well, let them stay in the water. They're dangerous on ships.
And each week I play demented, fun, stupid, and strange recordings on a particular topic. And with the help of my co-producer, Stavro, we'll try to entertain you each week with a little bit of fun and see where the journey takes us. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at Wayne@MadMusic.com. You can post a message in one of our forums on MadMusic.com, or you can call our toll-free 800 number, 1-800-689-8312. Well, welcome back. We've been off of the podcast for almost a year. This being, yes, episode 10. There was a long break between 9 and 10, and we're coming back. I'm going to give this another try. It takes quite a bit of my time to do this and the two-hour Mad Music show, which comes out on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. This will be coming out Saturday nights at 10. And we're going to add something that might motivate me to do this more. We're going to have two new segments in here. One's going to be called Movie News, and the other one is Sci-Fi Update, because I like movies and I like science fiction. So maybe this will keep me interested. But this week's topic is the Money Program. And tonight on the Money Program, we're going to take a look at money. Lots of it on film and in the studio, some nice piles, others in lovely clanky bits of loose change. No, this is not a Monty Python bit, but let's get us started off on the Money Program.
I've had it with all the Republicans. I've had it with Democrats, too. The president, Congress, and talking heads, they none of them know what to do. But I've got a simple solution for our screwed up economy. These bailouts and buyouts and stimulus packages, just give the money to me. Just give the money to me, you bums. It'll work out, wait and see. No way I can do any worse than you. Just give the money to me. First thing I'll do is I'll pay off every mortgage and credit card. The banks still get bailouts, but now so do we. There now, was that so hard? And everyone gets health insurance. Your medical care is in place. If you lose your job or need pricey drugs or Dick Cheney shoots you in the face, just give the money to me, you clowns. I'm slightly more honest than thee. You've had your shot, now here's more cash. Not just give the money to me. We'll bring back the factories and help desks from wherever the hell they all went. And companies can either employ people here or we'll tax them 10,000%. They'll have to stop all their polluting from every pipe, chimney, and vent. And those who refuse can just breathe their own fumes. I hope they've got a lemon fresh scent. Just give the money to me, you fools. Deposit it directly. This way it should do somebody some good. Just give the money to me. Imagine a world without money, where no one's in desperate need, where food, shelter, and entertainment aren't subject to somebody's greed. I hope that someday we can get there. Till then, I know better than you. And if I should empty a Best Buy or three, consider it only my due. Just give the money to me, you rubes. I'll salvage our economy. I might take some perks, but hey, whatever works. Just give the money to me, oh. Just give the money to me, you bums. I'll prove to you freedom ain't free. No way I can do any worse than you. Just give the money to me. No way I can do much worse than you. Just give the money to me.
We used to have such a good thing, but we were doomed from the start. It's a crying shame the way things fall apart. I know you think that it's over. You're always telling me so, but I never was very good at letting go. I'm gonna love you till the money comes.
Took a dollar bill from her wallet. She picked up a fountain pen. She wrote down the words, "I love you," next to the picture of George Washington. She took the dollar bill to the grocery store. She bought herself a chocolate cake. She gave the dollar bill to the grocery man. Then she went back home to wait. The grocery man gave the dollar bill to a fat guy from Baton Rouge. He spent the bill at the hardware store on a box of flat-top screws. The hardware store gave the dollar bill to a customer named Clive, who, by the way, is the son of one of the original Dave Clark Five. He spent the bill at the laundromat. They gave it to a lady named Fran. Fran's youngest son stole the bill from her purse and went to see Star Wars again. The movie theater guy spent the dollar bill on a subway ride uptown. 3 minutes later, the bill was in the pocket of a gambling man named Brown. Brown blew the bill on a poker game. He was fishing for an inside straight. The dollar went home with a man named Jones, who was sitting on a pair of eights. Jones took the bill to a savings bank. The teller's name was Dan. Dan gave the bill to a customer named Rabbi Finkelman, singing, "I am with you all the time. I can hear you loud and clear. Just give a tug along the line. You know I will be there." Anyway, the rabbi spent the bill on a ham and cheese to go. They gave the bill to a guy named Phil, who gave it to his best friend Joe. Joe had planned to spend it on some flowers for his bride, but he got mugged by a junkie named Doug in the parking lot outside. Doug's old lady spent the bill on a couple of cans of beer. She eventually becomes a very famous poet, but that don't matter here. The liquor store guy put the dollar bill in his register, but then Doug the junkie said, stick him up, and the dollar was his again. I am with you all the time, I can hear you loud and clear. Just give a tug along the line, you know I will be there. Doug gave the bill to a girl named Jill, who gave it to a girl named Flo. She gave the bill to a real short guy whose name I do not know. He gave the bill to another short guy who gave it to a guy named Jake. Jake took the bill to a bar and grill and bought himself a sirloin steak. Well, later that day, I happened to say, I think I'll stop by the bar and grill. The cashier counted out my change and handed me the dollar bill. Well, I ran to a phone and I dialed in her number as fast as my fingers could do. I said, baby, I just got your message. I said, baby, I love you too. I said, I am with you all the time, I can hear you loud and clear. Just give a tug along the line, you know I will be there. I said, baby, you don't need no dime, you don't need no subway fare. Just give a tug along the line, you know I will be there. Yes, you know I will be there. Baby, I'm with you everywhere.
Money, money, money. We started off with Tom Smith with Just Give the Money to Me from 2010, a parody of Tom Lehrer's bit. You can find him at tomsmithonline.com, and that's from The Fump Volume 20, and that is available in the MP3 store over at madmusic.com. Then we had Jonathan Colton with Till the Money Comes from his album Thing a Week 3, and you can find him at jonathancolton.com. Then we had Actual Size with the Dollar Bill song and their album Objects in Mirror. And that is available also in the music store at madmusic.com. And let's get into movie news. Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol was just been released and grossed $29.4 million since its release, eclipsing number two, which was Sherlock Holmes, Game of Shadows. The Devil Inside got off the year to a great start with a massive $16.85 million debut this Friday alone. The horror set in Italy, where a woman becomes involved in a series of unauthorized exorcisms during her mission to discover what happened to her mother, who allegedly murdered three people during her own exorcism. It stars Fernanda Andrade, Simon Quarterman, and Evan Helmuth. And released on DVD this week from last year, four movies, A Contagion, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark, the horror Shark Night, as well as the action comedy The Guard. But one thing that is specially released this week I want to draw your attention to is Attack of the Vegan Zombies, released on DVD. The synopsis basically is Joe is a struggling vineyard who can't catch an even break. Bad weather, dry soil, other hindrances, both explainable and unexplainable, prevent him from having a good grape harvest and realizing his dream of having a good life in the country. His loving and supporting wife, Dionne, does her best to support and encourage her husband, but no use. Joe is ready to give it all up and take solace in the bottle. Yes, drinking away his sorrows. Dionne, not to be letting him wither away, decides to take the matter in her own hands and consults with her mother, a witch from way back, but that doesn't stop her from helping her daughter cast a powerful spell to encourage the grapes to flourish and save the vineyard. Just a bit of blood, here's where the zombies come in, bit of blood from the now passed out Joe, and the spell is complete. Everything about Attack of the Vegan Zombies is all wrong, right from the start, writes one person. Just the concept of vegan zombies is kind of stupid. But zombie aficionados won't be criticized for turning their back at the beginning. But wait, believe it or not, Attack of the Vegan Zombies actually works and manages to make an unlikely concept fit between Wiccan sensibility and zombie lore. Not only that, but the camp is acceptably applied and as to lead one to believe that it's an actual horror movie rather than a silly farce. Plus, the digs on vegans are particularly satisfying, and the girl-on-girl action makes up for more than any of the shortcomings. So, look for that. Attack of the Vegan Zombies. I've ordered my copy. Got it on Amazon.com. Hurry, there's only 13 copies left. Yeah, they might last a while. This is definitely a B-flick. But from zombies, let's go to Vikings.
In the vast and frozen country of the free and the brave, where the women smell of moose fat and the men never shave, where swinging battle axes are what cause the winds to blow, and the swift defenestration is just how we say hello. We warriors of virtue, battle hardened and austere, humiliate all challengers with punishment severe. We'll chop you up and use your tongue to scrub our cattle stalls. We're needlessly sadistic brutes, or so we have been called.
We are the Vikings.
We plunder and we pillage to our liking. We're coming to your towns, so spread the news.
We live
to fight and never lose.
We only use main brand shampoos.
Vikings for the win. Tools of steel we forge and molten in hot volcanic rock. We make orthopedic footwear and repair cuckoo clocks. Our summers are balmy, minus 99 degrees. When we swagger through the woods, our nipples knock down all the trees. We're veterans of the theater, we put on quite a show. We've added gory battle scenes to Waiting for Godot. And the miners' lives we spare nowhere our generosity. Our swords provide free gender reassignment surgery.
We are the Vikings.
Sometimes we put on dresses and go hiking. Opponents we shall frighten and beguile with our uncanny sense of style.
A ballet and Oscar Wilde.
Vikings for the win.
And I mean terrible as in huge and frightening, not terrible as in he's not good at anything. I mean, he's good at being huge and frightening.
Get on with it!
Okay, well, he drank from a boiling hot spring upon the fjord, and then proceeded to urinate in the sacred white snows of Svalbard. From those golden snow crystals emerged the warriors we know today as the...
Hey, what's going on here? Dear sir, quit screwing around with our legends or else face repercussions. Repercussions? What do they mean by repercussions? Oh. Okay, let's just skip to the third verse then.
One, two, three!
On a standard Friday evening when there isn't much to do, we put on some Marvin Gaye and do it dressed as caribou. Then we all have apple teenies and we braid each other's hair. It's an ancient proud tradition like our sexy underwear.
We are the Vikings!
The punch at every party will be spiking. We are a mighty army to be feared.
Though we may dress a little weird
and may have lipstick on our beards.
We are the Vikings!
We wrestle in the nude, it looks quite striking. Through history our blades will rend them carved.
We can leave a week to starve.
I've got a man crush on Brett Favre.
Tornado ripped through it from east to west.
Gotta clean my room, gotta clean my room.
I love my mom, but I don't dig her when she yells.
Pick up all of those action figures.
Much easier said than done.
Pick them up, mister.
When I pick up my toys, I start playing with them. Power Rangers, swords and swords. Yu-Gi-Oh cards all over the floor. Legos and Game Boys right over there. I see my favorite old missing teddy bear. Gotta clean my room, gotta clean my room. Wow, Hot Wheels.
Listen here, young man.
Mom calls up the stairs.
Gotta clean my room, gotta clean my room.
Don't forget to pick up all your underwear.
Gotta clean my room, gotta clean my room.
Now mom is cool, but she needs to chill, cause the pile of clothes makes a real good hill for parachuting down or hiding out there. Why would I ever want to put it all away? Power Rangers! Swords and swords, hungry, hungry hippos all over the floor. Spacesuits, SpongeBob, hey, what's that? My one-eyed toad with the sailor's hat. Gotta clean my
my room, gotta clean my room. Well, Power Wheels, vroom, vroom, vroom. There's a giant inflatable dinosaur, a great big symbol with a great big roar. All the Lincoln Logs from a Lincoln Log drawer, a life-size poster of Dumbledore. I got puzzles and models and games galore. It's like someone blew up a great big toy store with all this cool stuff out on the floor. Who could clean up? I can still hear Mom shouting up the stairs.
My room, gotta clean the room.
What in the world's going on up there?
My room, gotta clean the room.
If that room's not clean by the count of three, I'm gonna lock you in there and throw away the key.
That sounds great, Mom. I say thankfully we're real good friends, my mess and me. Power Rangers, swords and swords, Tinker Toy pieces all over the floor. Fire truck, Play-Doh, and a Halloween mask. A huge pillow fort and Monopoly cash. Gotta clean my room, gotta clean my room. Whoa, the space shuttle.
That's Steve Goody with Gotta Clean My Room from 2006 in his album Refrigerator Art. And you can find him at stevegoody.com. And before that, Kobe LaCroix with We Are the Vikings from 2010, hailing from Little Rock, Arkansas, a little town I used to live in quite a few years ago. You can find him at zencavern.com, and that was released on the Fump Volume 24. And it is available in the music store at madmusic.com. Now for our next segment, Sci-Fi Update. The 2013 Star Trek sequel, the one that's the J.J. Abrams 2009 sequel, has signed 24 actress Nazeen Contractor and Benedict Cumberbatch, who is BBC's Sherlock Holmes, for the new sequel. And they'll be joining Zoe Saldana, Simon Pegg, Chris Pine, and Zachary Quinto for the next sequel. So those are two big signings this week if you're following that Star Trek film at all. Warner Brothers has shut down production of the American version of Akira. It's been a kind of an on-again, off-again for quite a while, and they're saying they want to revise the script to try to reduce the $90 million budget. Yeah, that's a lot of money, but it's not $200 million or $300 million like quite a few other films, and Akira does have quite a following in the sci-fi world. What's up next is the Wachowski brothers, who did the Matrix films as well as V for Vendetta, are trying to get Natalie Portman to star in their new sci-fi project. It's going to be called Jupiter Ascending. This would mark her first project since giving birth to her son Aleph in June. Jupiter Ascending won't start shooting until the fall, and little is known about the plot except that it marks the Wachowskis' return to their sci-fi roots. And it'll come to theaters in 2014. I'll keep you posted on that. In the literature world, the first Dune book since Frank Herbert passed away in 1986 has come out. Sisterhood of Dune is the name of it, and it is written by Herbert. Well, it's written by Brian Herbert, Frank Herbert's son, as well as Kevin J. Anderson, and it was released this past Tuesday. And it takes place 83 years after the Battle of Corrin, which is the battle that destroyed the thinking machines and brought about the Bene Gesserit and the Mentat schools. And it's also where the Faken butler became the new emperor, Carino, and the House of Carino, and founded the new Imperium. And it's all about what happens when we no longer have thinking machines, and there's all of these schools like the Bene Gesserit and the Mentats and quite a few other schools that don't last until Paul Muad'Dib comes around 10,000 years later. So it's an interesting look at the society that spawned the birth of Dune and that universe. See, one sci-fi film that's currently in the theaters is called The Darkest Hour. It opened on Christmas Day. It cost $30 million to make, and it's grossed $14 million as of the first, a week ago. So they're probably going to make their money back there. It stars Emily Hirsch, Olivia Thirlby, and Max Minghella. And it's a story about invisible aliens who invade the Earth and wipe out humanity to get at our resources. Yeah, it sounds an awful lot like Independence Day, but it is a pretty well-done movie. Some pretty good special effects. It's a little on the dark side. It is all filmed in Russia. It's about a couple of New York IT guys who go to Russia to try to sign a big deal, and then all of a sudden we get invaded. And it's about them trying to get to the American embassy while this invasion's going on, and they're getting killed off one by one. And it's worth seeing. It's not as bad as a sci-fi channel, as I said, but it is pretty good. It's worth $7. I know when it comes out on DVD, I'll get a copy. One thing opening this coming Friday that you might want to find, take a look at, is called The Divide. There's an excellent trailer over at imdb.com. Basically, it begins predictably enough with a nuclear explosion that destroys New York. The residents of an apartment building run down to the basement to try to escape the nuclear blast, but that happens to be the home of survivalist janitor Mickey, played by Michael Biehn. From the start, the combination of characters is not a happy one. There's a quiet, determined Eva and her weak husband Sam, shell-shocked mother Marilyn and her young daughter Mary, short-tempered Delvin, arrogant bully boys Bobby and Josh, and Josh's sensitive brother Adrian. And what follows is a powerful, disturbing, downright nasty depiction of the mental and physical deterioration of a band of desperate people suffering from cabin fever, radiation sickness, and eventually full-blown certifiable lunacy, being trapped down here in this basement and running out of food, and you know, the end of the world is going on outside, and it gets really kind of crazy if you look at the trailer. And it looks like it'll be another good movie, so look for that one. Now, between these aliens attacking Earth and people blowing up New York, one thing we're going to have to do is we're going to have to hurt them. Here's TV's Kyle.
You say they're picking on you and they're making it very rough, very rough. Well, I got good news, my friend. You won't face them alone. I'm gonna help you out and they will all get owned, all get owned. We're not gonna negotiate. Once a punk, always a punk. We're gonna use some good old-fashioned kill them and burn them.
the doctor. Just the doctor, and this is my crew. How do you do? I'm just a madman with a box. Big blue box, foxy and sexy, if you only knew. Yes, it's bigger on the inside. Ask Captain Jack, it's a great ride back in his mind. I reside in the TARDIS, home is where the heart is. And like Lisa Simpson, I can see you through time. I have been to the end of the universe and back again. Then reverse course and we arrive back where we started in the TARDIS. Look for people, come with me. I really like to try to bring him back alive. So if you want to come and get your things, I'll take you where the sky sings. Tell your mom that you ring around the cell. Or the things I can show you as I get to know you. But don't wait for me, because that never ends well. I am the doctor. Are you my mummy? No, of course you're not. But with a spot on your hands, I guess I always talk this fast. All my chatter doesn't matter, I'm the only one who really understands. You see, I've got a big head, a very big head, a very large head with a very big brain. And if you look deep into my eyes, the very old eyes, you might even see some little guys at the rain. That's what I do to survive on the day that I die, cause it's what is inside that counts. I wonder if you missed it at one point, it never existed, and still made the wedding unannounced. I've stopped aliens and demons in the end of everything, and it barely even shook me up. So if you think it crossing me, your loss it will be. I'm the doctor, look me up, I am the doctor. I am the doctor! Oh, the things I've seen make your skin turn green like a Silurian. I've seen angels move, and if you think you've seen one, don't look away or even blink. I've seen a Dalek sunbathe and let loose. I've seen a crack scarier than any plumber could produce. I've seen vampires that were actually scary and know they didn't sparkle like a dancing fairy. I've seen cat people and sentient trees, and I've seen the silence, but oh geez, I forget. What were we talking about? All right, me. I wear a bow tie now. Bow ties are cool, but oh my, whatever happened to my fez? I know I tend to dive right inside the hive, but if you want to make it out alive, then you'll do what the doctor says. But why is everyone still going on about my name when they should be more concerned about the people made of plastic? After all, a rose by any other name would still be the bad wolf and still be fantastic. That's what my life is like with Cybermen and Centaurus, the glued in the head this month. Sure, there's danger and strife, but it's a marvelous life, and you can ride along beside me if you want. So tell me now, where do you want to go from here? How about a lovely little planet where we won't get injured? I had a thought, I think that ought to let Devo Spice play the doctor so I could be a ginger. I've always wanted to be a ginger. I am the doctor! I am the doctor! I am the doctor!
Devo Spice and I Am the Doctor, just done recently. Actually, it's 2011, but it is something that's pretty new. And that's available in the music store over at madmusic.com. And you can find him over at devospice.com. And before that was TV's Kyle with We're Gonna Hurt Them from 2011 in the Fump Volume 28, also in our music store over there. And you can find TV's Kyle at tvskyleband.com. Well, that's it for this podcast. Yeah, it's kind of a short one, and this is a bit of an experiment with these two new segments on movies and sci-fi, so let me know what you think of those. You can post in one of the forums over at madmusic.com. You can call that 800 number, 1-800-689-8312. Yep, won't cost you a penny. Let me know what you think about these segments, or if you want me to make them longer, shorter, play more music, what do you want me to do? Again, it has to be stuff that I can podcast legally, so it has to be Creative Commons or things that I have permission to distribute. But let me know what you think, and welcome back to the podcast. Now, I'll be back next Saturday with another podcast, so keep an eye on your podcatcher for next Saturday night at 10 p.m. Until next week, this is Captain Wayne reminding you to visit our website, madmusic.com, where you can find out how to contact the artists I played this week, where to purchase your own copies of them, how to request songs and skits for the show. You can also participate in our online forums, maintain a blog on your Mad Space page, purchase songs and albums in our store, chat with other users online, listen to over 37,000 song samples, 1,500 free streaming shows, and over 1,200 videos. This show is copyright 2012, Mad Music Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. I'll see you next week. And don't forget, I'm doing a two-hour show streaming Sunday night, tomorrow night. So stop by madmusic.com and listen to that. That'll have songs that I can't podcast. See you next week.